Israel should abide by the Torah and act in line with the King, Messiah. From the Hadith of the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, it is explicitly understood that we are living in the end times, and in the times of the emergence of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. This period has also been referred to in the Torah and the Gospel, in the same way in all the signs relating to the emergence of the Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, had come true one by one. Consequently, the period we are living in is the same of the emergence of King Messiah, peace be upon him. In other words, Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. King Messiah, peace be upon him, is the Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, that the Muslims and the Jews have been waiting to emerge in the end times. And the Messiah is the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, who will be sent to earth following the emergence of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, and who will carry on activities together with the Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. Consequently, all the sincere devout Muslims, Jews, and Christians should pave the way for the arrival of the King, Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, and should act according to the personality and characteristics of the Messiah, peace be upon him. Almighty Allah had informed us the morality and the understanding that He likes and demands in all devout people, through the morals of the Messiah, peace be upon him. The superior moral values that is to be followed is the morals of the Messiah, peace be upon him. For that reason, it is quite essential for the devout Jews to act according to the commands of the Torah, and in line with the characteristics of the King Messiah, peace be upon him, described in details in the Torah. At the time, the existence of atheist Zionist focus points, who are pro-aggression, pro-violence, and pro-cruelty, and who are attempting to create an effect over the Israeli government, is a fact. These focus points are carrying on an intense activity for years to widespread and sanguinary brought by the atheist Darwinist way of thinking all over the world and to disregard the commands of the Torah in their own minds. This cruel activity had always been forefront up until today with their psychological propaganda techniques. If a cruel policy is applied by falling into this trap of the atheistic Zionist in submission to this bloodshedding system, the result will definitely be destruction and wretchedness. Allah will deem all the policies and practices which will be applied without showing the morality of the Messiah, peace be upon him, without following the Torah, unsuccessful. Such policies will always bring disaster. Consequently, Israel should not act according to the formal decisions taken under the influence of the atheist Zionist focus points, but according to the morality of the Messiah defined in the Torah. King Messiah, peace be upon him, will rule with peace, justice, and love according to the Torah. This is a fact very detailed described in the Hadiths related from our Prophet, peace be upon him. According to the Hadiths, not even a single drop of blood will be shed, nor a sleeper will be awakened during the times of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. The morality of the King Messiah, very detailedly explained with these characteristics in the Torah and in other Jewish sources, is the morality that should be adopted and practiced by all Jews today. The policy that Israel should follow should be this peaceful and just policy of the Messiah. This is Allah's order on all the Jews in the Torah. King Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, who is among us according to Islam, Judaism, and Christianity, will be in search of justice. He will be a just ruler. He will rule with love and peace, not with might and power. He will proclaim peace to all the nations. He will put an end to the wars. He will be in search with friendship, love, and justice, and will watch over the poor. He will put an end to oppression and cruelty. He will be benevolent and humble. King Messiah, peace be upon him, will carry on activities together with the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, who will be sent from the presence of Allah. After his emergence and together, they will make the moral values Allah had liked for his servants prevail on the face of this world. Some of the superior characteristics of the King Messiah, peace be upon him, who has been described in the Torah and the other Jewish resources are as follows. Righteousness will be his, Hazrat Mahdi's peace be upon him belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. Isaiah 11:5. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your Hazrat Mahdi peace be upon him kingdom. Psalms 45:6-7. In judging, Hazrat Mahdi peace be upon him seeks justice. Isaiah 16:5. With righteousness he, Hazrat Mahdi peace be upon him, will judge the needy. Isaiah 11:4. You, Hazrat Mahdi peace be upon him, love righteousness and hate wickedness. Psalms 45:7. With righteousness he, Hazrat Mahdi peace be upon him, will judge the needy. Isaiah 11:4. One from the house of David, Hazrat Mahdi peace be upon him, who in judging seeks justice. Isaiah 16:5. And he, Hazrat Mahdi peace be upon him, will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. That is to say, he will influence the world with his words without weapons. And with the breath of his lips, he will slay the wicked. That is to say, he will paralyze them spiritually with his speech. Isaiah 11:4. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, Hazrat Mahdi peace be upon him, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. Isaiah 11:2 and 3. Hazrat Mahdi peace be upon him is righteous and having salvation. Zechariah 9:9. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up to David a righteous branch, Hazrat Mahdi peace be upon him, who will do what is just and right in the land. Jeremiah 23:5-6. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. Zechariah 4:6. He, your king, Hazrat Mahdi peace be upon him, will proclaim peace to the nations. His, Hazrat Mahdi peace be upon him, rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river Euphrates to the ends of the earth. Zechariah 9:10. His, Hazrat Mahdi's peace be upon him, great righteousness and the wonders that he will bring about will cause all peoples to make peace with him and all lands to serve him. Maimonides, Mishneh Torah, Sanhedrin 10:1. In the days of the Messiah, Hazrat Mahdi peace be upon him, battles and wars will cease. They will not lift a nation against nation. Maimonides, Mishneh Torah, Sanhedrin 10:1. For he, Hazrat Mahdi peace be upon him, will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help. Psalms 72:12. He, Hazrat Mahdi peace be upon him, will have pity on the poor and needy, and the souls of the needy he will save. Psalms 72:13. He, Hazrat Mahdi peace be upon him, will redeem their soul from oppression and violence, and precious will their blood be in his sight. Psalms 72:14. He, Hazrat Mahdi peace be upon him, will defend the afflicted among the people, and save the children of the needy. Psalms 72:4. I will make you, Hazrat Mahdi peace be upon him, a light for the nations, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. Isaiah 42:6-7. His, Hazrat Mahdi's peace be upon him, great righteousness, and the wonders that he will bring about will cause all peoples to make peace with him, and all lands to serve him. Maimonides, Mishneh Torah, Sanhedrin 10:1. He, your king, will proclaim peace to the nations. His, Hazrat Mahdi's peace upon him, rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river Euphrates to the ends of the earth. Zechariah 9:10. If a king, Hazrat Mahdi peace be upon him, will arise from the house of David and repair the breaches in the observance of Allah's laws. Maimonides, Mishneh Torah, Laws of Kings 11:4. He, Hazrat Mahdi peace be upon him, will have pity on the poor and needy, and the souls of the needy he will save. Psalms 72:13. He, Hazrat Mahdi peace be upon him, shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. Isaiah 42:2. A bruised reed he, as at Mahdi, peace be upon him, will not break, and a smouldering wick he will not snuff out. Isaiah 42:3. He, as at Mahdi, peace be upon him, will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. Isaiah 42:4.